I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. It's Thanksgiving Day here in the United States, and according to AAA, this holiday weekend is the second busiest Thanksgiving travel season since 2005. Some 55 million people are on the move. 49 million are driving 50 miles or more to their Thanksgiving destination. A long road trip, weather delays, and seasonal illness can lead to distinctly unthankful attitudes. For parents trying to show their kids how to live like Jesus, Keys for Kids' Greg Yoder offers this encouragement.
God even uses our circumstances, good or bad, to bring us to where we are. And so as parents, as we reflect that thankfulness, that gratitude for where God has us, that tends to be a good example to our kids.
Keys for Kids has plenty of free resources to help with discipleship. You can see the full list at missionnews.org. And for most of us, families gathering to celebrate Thanksgiving brings a warm feeling. But among Native Americans, the feelings towards this holiday are mixed. Thanksgiving marks a high point in history, a coming together of pilgrims and natives, says Ron Hutchcraft of Ron Hutchcraft Ministries. However, widespread death and loss of land and language paint a shadow on the historic moment.
If I'm a Native American, Thanksgiving looks like the beginning of the end in many ways. Taken itself, it was an expression of a level of relationship and respect between the two peoples that I only wish had been the ongoing history of this country.
These feelings also have impact on gospel outreach, and the key to reaching Native America is by supporting young Native believers. We'll show you how at missionnews.org. And thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. This month, Slava Gospel Association is making available the free book, Much Prayer, Much Power, by Peter Dynica, SGA's founder. It's a resource aimed at making your prayer life more vibrant. Get your free copy when you click on the banner ad at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.